for traders who crave risk. Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
A black swan event in financial markets is a crash triggered by a shocking, highly unpredictable event or series of events. Black swans are characterized by their extreme rarity, big impact, and the sudden arrival of false prophets who claim prediction accuracy. Now, here's a question for black swanny types. What happens to the black swan when a black piano out of nowhere from the sky crash lands on the black swan? Think about that and get back to me. In the meantime, today's audience-requested ETF battle is a triple header between a Black Swan ETF from Amplify going up against multi-asset class funds from BlackRock and WisdomTree. Stick around. Welcome to ETF Battles. I'm Ron DeLegge, and it's great to see you again. If there's a certain ETF battle that you think we should do, send me your ETF tickers in the comments section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide. We could do double, triple, and quadruple headers. And if we choose your battle suggestion, you win your choice of an ETF Battles coffee mug or a shirt. Besides original series programs like ETF Battles, we have tools that I built designed to help you grow and protect your money. And that includes the new margin of safety tool that we just launched at etfguide.com that'll help calculate, implement, and monitor your portfolio's margin of safety. So be sure to visit the description section below for more. And while you're there, hit the link to our program judges, get in touch, along with our program sponsor Direction. Today's ETF contest was sent to us by a longtime viewer named Guy. And it's between a Black Swan ETF from Amplify, ticker symbol SWAN, going up against ETFs from BlackRock, AOA, and WisdomTree, NTSX. Now, all of these funds use a multi-asset class approach, meaning that they can invest in other things beyond just holding stocks. Thank you very much, Guy, for your excellent ETF battle suggestion. Hit the description section below to claim your prize. Judging today's high-stakes battle is Eitan Farisegas with Bloomberg and Frank Tedesco with Astoria Portfolio Advisors. Guys, it's great to see you again. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be here with you, Athanasios.
So our four battle categories are cost, exposure strategy, performance, and mystery. Mystery, of course, is where our judges can choose a single factor or multiple factors that they feel are crucial to today's contest. Our judges can also nominate wildcard ETFs if they feel there's better choices elsewhere, or they can opt for split decisions. I've got the scorekeeping chores. At the end of the show, we will declare an overall winner. Keep in mind, none of the battle outcomes are ever predetermined or known in advance by myself or our judges. So let's kick things off with the first category, cost. Eitan, please get us started.
Sure. So the three, AOA has an expense ratio of 15 basis points. NTSX, which is the WisdomTree one, 20 basis points. And SWAN from Amplify has 49. So that's, you know, that's more than double any other one. So I think we can quickly eliminate SWAN. You know, the iShares product is 5 basis points cheaper. One thing people should realize, it holds other iShares ETFs within that. So that's the all-in cost. But, you know, since these are asset allocation ETFs, you know, they don't trade a whole lot. Just keep in mind that any underlying portfolio changes of those ETFs do get impacted in the spreads and stuff like that. And the NTSX one, WisdomTree, uses derivatives in it. So again, there's some costs involved in there. I think when you factor all that in and just look at top line, like expense ratio, it's close, but I think really I'm going to give this one to AOA. It's just the straight line, you know, fact sheet expense ratio at 15 basis points.
Thank you, Ethan. That's a strong start. Frank, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to cost?
Thank you. Yes, and I agree with Ethan on his analysis. You know, you're looking at AOA and NTSX after you eliminate SWAN at the 49 basis points. And then the way I look at it is, yes, AOA is cheaper from a net perspective, but my second thought is, which is maybe too complicated for this question, is how are you going to use it in your fund? So if you're looking at your portfolio as a whole, what's your expense ratio going to be? How much allocation are you going to have to multi-asset? That may determine how much this category, the difference between the two, impacts your end decision. But I'll go with AOA for the cost, because net, it is the cheapest.
Exposure strategy is the next category, and Frank, you're still up. So break it down for us. Which of these three ETFs stands out?
Okay, thank you, Ron. And yes, as I sort of alluded to, AOA itself seems like a holistic portfolio in a singular ETF. The way that its exposure strategy works is it targets different equity portions, so S&P 500, the way that the index is. S&P 500, you got a mid-cap exposure, you got a small-cap exposure, developed ex-US and emerging, and then for your fixed income, there's a portion in US and global. So in some ways, this is just a portfolio in itself in a single ticker. So if you have a portfolio that you're trying to fit this in, it might be difficult to determine what allocation this might be. NTSX, however, the way that it's constructed is it uses futures contracts to aggregate or end up net being a 60-40 portfolio of stocks to bonds. But what it is leveraged on the fixed income side, futures on treasuries. So it's a little bit more of a complicated multi-asset. But for the reason that I can see it fitting in a portfolio, perhaps that Astoria does, not that we have this invested, but the way that I think about portfolios, I'm going to go with NTSX for the exposure strategy.
Thank you, Frank. You're up next, Ethan. How do you see it when it comes to exposure strategy? Give us your viewpoint.
Yeah, Frank brought up some good points. We'll start with AOA because that one's pretty straightforward. It just holds other iShares, ETFs, equity, fixed income. So really just targets an 80-20 equity fixed income split. So it's a little bit more aggressive. It's probably for a little bit more of a younger investor, but it's made to be like a one-stop shop. Like you just buy this, it's got all your equity, it's got all your, you know, diversified exposure there. So it's pretty simple. NTSX, essentially what it tries to do is target a 60-40 portfolio, but like Frank said, it's leveraged 150%. And the reason why this one is really interesting is because, let's say you want to buy AOA, you just put all your money into AOA. But for NTSX, because you're getting that leverage factor, you only need to put, let's say, 80% of your money into it to get that 100% exposure. And you can take that other 20% and put it into something else, right? Some sort of alpha seeking vehicle, an active fund, something like that. So really the main premise of NTSX is supposed to be more efficient use of money, which is why they call the product the US Efficient Core Fund. So really meaning you need less money to put into that to get your core allocation, and you have more money to quote unquote play with into more other, riskier stuff. And then SWAN is essentially not that much more different. It's really just looking, essentially with SWAN, you get 70% upside and 70% downside in the S&P. It's using derivatives as well. This is a really kind of a tough one. I think for simplicity, AOA is just a nice, simple product. It holds other ETFs. There's no derivatives in it. I think because of the uniqueness, and I think the opportunity, again, it's really going to matter what something Frank said, is how you're going to use it. I think NTSX gives you a lot more opportunities. I think you need less capital and it frees up other money that you can put into other vehicles. And for that, I really, really like that. And SWAN, unfortunately, just we'll get into it. I don't, just given its expense ratio and how it's performed, that one is probably not one of my favorite ones exposure-wise. So for this one, I will give it to NTSX. I think it just opens up a lot more possibilities for an investor.
That takes us next to performance. Ethan, you're still up. Give us your analysis.
Sure. So we'll look at 2022 because that was pretty interesting because these are asset allocation ETFs. They're 80-20, 60-40. I think 2022, if I'm right, was the worst year ever for the 60-40 portfolio, right? So everything, nothing worked. Not bonds didn't work, stocks didn't work. So for NTSX, where you're levered 60-40, it was a really bad year for them. Again, AOA was down quite a bit, and Swan was down a lot too for the same reasons. AOA was down a little bit less than the other ones, but this year coming back, NTSX, because of its leverage focus, has done really well. Swan's just been lagging. Again, as I'd mentioned, it's only giving you really 70% upside in the S&P. You got hit last year, and unfortunately, you're not getting the full run-up this year, so you're really sort of missing out on it. AOA is just a little bit more consistent. You know that it's just going to – there's no leverage involved. It's just an asset allocation decision. Just in the light of consistency and without having to use leverage, I like AOA. You know, I don't know which, you know, again, it's an asset allocation ETF, so the performance will be, you know, just will vary. But I like the consistency of AOA. Again, it's more on the aggressive side, but I like that you didn't get hit as much in 2022 and you're getting a lot of the upside this year because you have 80% in equity. So again, it was close, but I'll give this one to AOA on the performance metric.
Great points. Thank you, Ethan. Frank, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to performance between these three ETFs?
Well, I can't argue with Ethan. 2022 is a great year to look at for these ETFs, specifically for the reasons you mentioned. You know, it was the worst year ever for the 60-40. And then AOA also is the only fund of the three that outperformed the S&P 500. S&P was down, 18%? This one has some fixed income exposure, and it's down 16 and change. So if you're invested solely in this one between the three, you're going to be the happiest in that year if you're making this comparison now in hindsight. But looking at the trailing returns, NTSX on a three-month year-to-date and one – three-month and year-to-date, it's outperforming AOA. But that's because of its use of leverage and aside from the futures contracts, if you look at the top funds in the ETF, you got Apple, you got Microsoft, funds that are helping the S&P keep the returns that it's having this year. So it makes sense to me why it would be having a better year than the other two this year. But I'm going to have to agree with Ethan. I'm going to go with AOA on this one. It just has better longer-term returns.
We've arrived at the mystery battle category, the surprise category, the Alfred Hitchcock category. And it is a mystery, and so we're going to discover what our judges have up their sleeves. Frank, what is your mystery battle category, and which of these three ETFs wins it?
Okay, Ron, I'm not sure if judges in the past have used this category or if you're going to be willing to accept it, but I'm going to go with versatility because this is a multi-asset showdown, and you're looking at three quite different ETFs. So versatility,
I like it.
Okay. Yes. I'm glad.
And that's the first time versatility has been on the program. So good job.
Right. So looking at it in the perspective of a portfolio manager, which of these funds can I use in my portfolio? When, what allocation am I going to give them? For me, AOA is a great fund. It does what it's meant to do. And we just both chose it on performance, but the gripe I have with that is how much am I going to allocate to a multi-asset ETF in my portfolio? Personally, I would rather make up my larger holdings with other things. So in years that are less unpredictable than 2022, let's say this year, for example, NTSX is outperforming. I'm going to have this maybe as a smaller allocation in my portfolio, and I'd be happy with it for that reason. So I'm going to go with NTSX on my versatility category.
Ethan, you're up next. What is your mystery battle category, and which of these three ETFs wins it?
Yeah, that was a really good one. I'm kind of mad I didn't come up with that one, versatility. But I'm going to be a little bit more boring, but I think it's maybe not that boring, tax efficiency. AOA, because it uses other ETFs, it's very, very tax efficient. There's no derivatives in it. Now, someone an investor can build AOA by themselves. They can look at what's AOA and you can just own all the other underlying ETFs. But that means you're going to have to trade it. You're going to have to rebalance it. That can trigger capital gains. AOA does all that for you and doesn't kick out of capital gains, which is really, really nice. So it's a lot of tax efficiency built in that ETF. The other two, because they use futures and derivatives, unfortunately, that's not that tax efficient. So they have kicked out capital gain distributions in the past. Just something to be aware of, like, you know, they're not the most tax efficient vehicles. So on tax efficiency, and that's going to be my Mr. Better category, it's going to be AOA. I think it's just very clean. There's no derivatives. It does a lot of rebalancing for you. It holds a lot of ETFs. That's a pretty nice deal that you get. So you get a lot of punch in that ETF. So I'm going to give AOA the tax efficiency.
Well, thank you very much, Ethan. You've made the accountants and the CPAs happy with your mystery battle category choice of taxes and tax efficiency.
<All right. laughs>
So this takes us now to the part of the show where our judges can give us their overall battle winner. So who shall it be? Ethan, you're up. Give it to us.
And it's really a tough one. And I think Frank started alluding to it. It's how do you want to use it? And if you are just want to buy one ticker, if maybe you have a small account, your kid's account, and it's for the long term, AOA, I think, is a really great option. It's simple. It's cheap. You get really broad diversification. I think if you're one of those investors that wants to build a nice core portfolio but wants to look for something else, the ARKs of the world, the Bitcoins of the world, and wants to put some money to work, you're going to be able to do it more efficiently with NTSX. It frees up some money for you. So that is really, really nice. This is a really tough call. I think depending on your use case, I'm going to do a split decision here. I think if you really want to free up some money, go with NTSX. If you're just really looking for a nice, simple, long-term solution, go with AOA.
Frank, your final chance to weigh in and give us your overall battle winner. Give it to us.
Okay, I'm going to go with NTSX. For similar reasons, I think AOA could be a better choice for some people, but me being creative and want to construct a portfolio, I think I could see myself using NTSX in more ways than one.
All right. Well, our judges have spoken, and according to my battle scorecard, I'm going to score this as a win for NTSX, and our judges agreed on that particular ETF, I'd say about half of the time for this battle. It was really a slugfest between AOA and NTSX, and each of our judges making some great points. Of course, Ethan mentioning that AOA is really a fund-of-funds approach. That means it owns other iShares ETFs. And it does have an 80-20 equity split, with equities getting most of that exposure. So keep that in mind. I mean, that may or may not be the right asset mix for you. But also, our judges pointed out that it's all kind of a one-stop shopping. So if you're looking for something that has a pre-built asset mix already done for you with some tax efficiency in mind, as Ethan mentioned, AOA may be the right choice. But Frank mentioning that NTSX was his favorite just for its versatility. Also, that 60-40 exposure to equity and bonds with a little bit of leverage. You get some souped-up exposure there. Our judges raised some great points. Think about the application of how you want to use these ETFs. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind for AOA is just you don't want to own too much of everything, because that particular ETF already has exposure, built-in exposure to equities and bonds. So just be aware of that. If you're pairing that with a exposure to other equity and bond funds in a portfolio, you may increase your portfolio's possibility of having over-diversification. So that's something that you just want to keep in mind. You definitely want to avoid. And no love today on this particular program for the black swans. I guess, as my dad warned me, it's hard to fly like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys. I mean, swans. Well, great job to both of our judges for an excellent job at breaking down today's triple header. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you again, Frank and Ethan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks for having me.
Great job to both of our judges. Be sure to visit the description section below. We've got links to both of them, along with our program sponsor, Direction. So which ETF battle would you like to see in our next episode? Send me your ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide is our handle. I'm Ron DeLegge. Thanks for watching ETF Battles. We'll see you next time.
For traders who crave risk, Directions Daily Leveraged and Inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foresight Fund Services, LLC.